Section B. Why do we explore nature?
Section B. Activity 1B. Scan the article to find the information below.
Reaching new heights. To most people, Mount Chomolungma is one of the greatest wonders of the world. On the highest place on Earth, you will feel like you are able to touch the sky. But only the best climbers reach the top, and that is only if they survive the terrible conditions first. On the mountain, temperatures can fall to minus 30 degrees. Climbers must also deal with thin air, high cliffs, and changeable weather. Before 1960, no one was able to reach the top of Chomolungma from the northern side. Mountain climbers even called that way the Death Road. But a Chinese climbing team was determined to make the climb. On the 24th of May 1960, climbers Liu Lianman, Wang Fuzhou, Qu Yinghua, and Gongbu arrived at the second step. It was 8,600 meters above sea level. People said it was so high that even birds could not reach it. Liu allowed his teammates to step on his shoulders. Bit by bit, the climbers pulled themselves up, and they made it past the second step. At 4:20 a.m. on the 25th of May, the Chinese national flag flew above the world's highest mountain for the first time. In 1975, another Chinese team climbed to the top of Chomolungma to do research. This time, they brought a ladder to the second step. Until 2007, almost all climbers from the northern side used this Chinese ladder to reach the top much faster. In 2020, a Chinese research team went to Chomolungma to measure its height, 8,848.86 meters. Climbing Chomolungma is dangerous. Some climbers reach the top successfully, but many fail. Why do people still risk their lives to climb the highest mountain in the world? It is because human curiosity and ambition cannot be stopped. Or, as the English explorer George Malory put it, it is simply because it's there.